Ryan, that's three defeats in four matches now. Three defeats, quite convincing defeats, really. Just your reflections after this latest one by Gloucestershire.
Very disappointed. I think everyone in there is very disappointed. You know, that fielding display is unacceptable, to be quite honest about it. It's been creeping in for a while and catching up to us, and in my opinion, that alone has cost us the game today.
Yeah, indeed. You put your finger on it there. You'd be disappointed that the batters haven't actually come up. Well, Tom Wesley played pretty well today, first game back. But you've been carrying the batting in two or three of the games, three of the games now, haven't you, today? You know, that needs support, substantial innings from somebody else to make the telling, doesn't it?
We know what batting's about, and you know, you can get a good ball, you can make a mistake. But over the course of a period, you know, your good batters will win your games. And like you say, out of four games so far, only really Ravi's put his hand up to win us a game. And that's disappointing. We feel we've got high quality in the top seven there. We feel like we're putting out a very strong batting unit. And yeah, you're absolutely right. The guys need to sort that out and put some match-winning performances together and get us back on the road.
Yeah, indeed. And at the halfway stage, I think, I mean, you restricted them to 90 off the first 10 overs. You've been satisfied with that. But even more satisfied, I think, to just restrict them to another 100 or so off the next 10, allowing for the fact that we gave Klinger every opportunity to capitalise, didn't we? But just didn't really get at the game, did we, in batting, losing those two wickets early?
Well, first I thought we gave them 20 too many. You know, we came back very strongly after their first six or seven overs, and at one stage it looked maybe like a 180, 185, which would have made a significant difference, as extra 15 runs. I think psychologically as well, going for 25 or 26 that last over hurt us. But it was certainly a chaseable score. It was a lovely wicket with a small boundary, and we just left ourselves a little bit too much to do and gave our wickets away at bad times today.
Yeah, you've got enough experienced players in the side to just, I won't say ignore it, but certainly put it behind them, move on to the next game, because this game's history now, isn't it? It's all about the next game, and that's what you'd be looking for from each member of the team, isn't it?
It's obviously not as easy as that. There's emotions involved, and you know, like I've said before, the manner of defeat is probably more concerning than the actual defeats. But it's also no good feeling sorry for yourself and, you know, not leaving the game behind. You've got to leave the game in the change room, yeah, and you've got to be pragmatic about this week. Try work on the skills that you can improve, and try get the spirits up, because, you know, Friday's going to be a massive night down at the county ground. We're going to need to manufacture win somehow over there and get our season back on track.
Yeah, at this stage, you know, it's not a welcome sight, is it, to see Chris Gayle trotting out at Chelmsford, but he's only one wicket, isn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, we've got Jesse Ryder as well, and we've got Ravi Bapara, so I think that fear factor exists in every team there. There's a lot of good players. Obviously, Chris is an exceptional 2020 player, but it's going to be a good test for us to strategize and to execute against him next week. And, you know, you've got to find a way of getting the guy out, otherwise you've got a very small chance of winning the game.
Yeah, indeed.